Pope Benedict XVI looked forward to his trip to Turkey this Sunday. The Holy Father also remembered World AIDS Day as he marked the solemnity of Christ the King in his Angelus address. Christ is King and the cross his throne. By sacrificing his life on Calvary to save mankind from sin, Christ defeated the dominion of earthly princes, establishing the kingdom of God. This was Pope Benedict's message to the thousands of pilgrims and visitors who filled a sunny St. Peter's Square this Sunday to pray the Angelus with the Holy Father.
On the solemnity of Christ the King, let us pray for the spread of the gospel, the triumph of God's reconciling love, and the coming of his eternal kingdom of holiness, justice and peace.
The Pope continued, "The journey to the kingdom of God is long and there are no shortcuts. The kingdom can only be reached if each person freely accepts the love and truth of the Lord. For God is love and God is truth, and love and truth are never imposed. They knock on the door to our hearts and minds, and there where they find welcome, bring peace and joy. This," concluded the Pope, "is the secret of God's reign. This, his project of salvation."
May Christ's peace always reign in your hearts.
Pope Benedict turned his attention to Turkey following the midday Angelus prayer.
Cari fratelli e sorelle, come sapete, nei prossimi giorni mi recherò in visita in Turchia.
Ahead of his four-day visit to the nation, the Holy Father sent a message of warm greeting to the Turkish people, a people he described as rich in both culture and history. Pope Benedict expressed his feelings of esteem and sincere friendship for the country's leaders, as well as his own personal joy at greeting the country's small Catholic community. But above all, highlighting the main reason for this historic visit, the Pope spoke of his meeting with Orthodox Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew I, with whom Pope Benedict will celebrate the Feast of St. Andrew in Istanbul.
A tutti voi domando di accompagnarmi con la preghiera.
Pope Benedict said he was following in the footsteps of his predecessors Pope John XXIII and Pope Paul VI. Invoking their protection, the Holy Father invited the faithful to accompany him with prayer so that this pilgrimage can bring the fruits that God desires.
Amen.
Grazie.